New zoning bylaw regulations regarding short-term accommodations in Loyalist Township could be taking effect soon. A motion was passed at the May 23rd Loyalist Township Council meeting that will see the Economic Growth and Community Development Services Department further review and report back on regulations pertaining to short-term accommodations. Staff will also be monitoring complaints. Short-term accommodations are all or a portion of a dwelling that is rented for periods of less than 30 days. Common booking sites include Airbnb and VRBO. Short-term accommodations have presented a wide variety of challenges for municipalities over the last several years. This has resulted in many of those municipalities regulating their use. Loyalist Township currently does not have any regulations regarding short-term accommodations. Common challenges associated with short-term accommodations include issues related to garbage, noise, and parking. Councillor Parks also noted the health and safety concerns.
Recently, and I believe it was in Montreal, down in Quebec, there was a fire in a short-term rental situation, and there was no governing body or legislation in place that allowed people to be identified, the people that perished in the fire. So I do have some safety concerns with some of these situations.
The Economic Growth and Community Development Service Department recognized in the report that along with the challenges associated with short-term accommodations, there are also notable benefits. More short-term accommodations in the township could mean increased tourism opportunities. On March 13th, Loyalist Township Council passed a resolution requesting a staff report on the challenges that other similar municipalities in Ontario are facing in regards to short-term accommodations. Councillor Proderick noted that in Gravenhurst, Ontario, short-term accommodation owners must provide information so that staff have the ability to make direct contact within 30 minutes of a municipal bylaw contravention or emergency.
I like what Gravenhurst is doing with that 30-minute contact thing, because that's often what happens. You stay in an Airbnb and there's an issue, but you don't know who to contact.
Councillor Parks didn't agree that staff should have to report back only when complaints arise. She noted it would be a disservice to residents.
I don't like the fact that it says if negative impact from the STAs are appearing in the township. I think we need to be proactive in this approach and not leave it till there are problems that arise.
The motion, however, was not amended to reflect Councillor Parks' input. As the challenges associated with short-term accommodations have not been seen locally in Loyalist Township to the extent they have been in other municipalities, the report recommended that staff monitor complaints and report back to Council if complaints increase and/or adverse effects arise. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.